John, let's talk about the week. First of all, what is the state of your game right now?
I think it's in decent shape. We've been off now 3 weeks, so you know, I had a nice start to the year, so it was that's always fun. But you know, with 3 weeks off, you kind of don't really know where your game is. But I've been playing quite a bit the last 2 weeks, and feel like it's gotten to the point where, you know, I'm real excited to play, and this is a great place to be here at Newport Beach Country Club, and the Toshiba people are great, and it's the weather's supposed to be nice, so that's a big bonus. So I feel like we're ready to go.
That's awesome. I know a few years ago was the last time I spoke with you on the grounds, and I think you told me you lived like 10 minutes away. Is that still the case?
That's only if there's traffic. It's more like 5 to 8 minutes. If I hit the lights right, it can be 5. If I don't, it's usually about 8. But
it's a beautiful thing.
It's very close. Yeah, it's we're right down the street.
How does that help as far as just going home, relaxing, and just being at home?
Yeah, that's it. Is really the only advantage that you have when you're playing at home is I do have my own bed. We've got our own routine. Can you know, sit in my own comfy chair and you know, enjoy you know, whatever on TV, and you're in your own routine. It's always nice playing in front of friends and family and getting to stay at home and then just kind of chilling back at the house with everybody, and you know, instead of going to your hotel room and you know, looking at the four walls and you know, sitting on your bed watching TV, I get to sit in my own comfy chair.
What is it about this tournament that usually brings an always stellar field?
It's a fun, very you know, very interesting golf course. It's old school. It's got a lot of character. I think the Toshiba people they've been great sponsors. Hoag Hospital is a great foundation for the golf for the event. And guys just, you know, they like coming out here. They like Newport Beach. Like I said, the golf course has got a lot of character, and it gets, you know, one of the best fields of the year. Besides the majors, it gets everybody.
Well, I love asking everyone this year, now that we have the supposed rule change with the anchoring of the long putter. What are your thoughts on it?
You know, personal opinion aside, which I kind of had a different take on it. I never really minded playing against guys that had the anchored putter because they're using it for some sort of reason. You know, just kind of thought, yeah, well, you know, maybe you know he's got little issues here or there, and you know, so I never really minded it. I never really gave much of a thought about it. But on a grander scale, our tour, you know, especially the Champions Tour, is, you know, sponsor and fan driven, and the Toshiba people here deserve to have the best field represented. They want to see Fred Couples. They want to see Bernhard Langer. They want to see Peter Senior. They want to see Michael Allen. And if it, you know, if they're, you know, anchoring their putter, you know, keeps them playing golf and being representative of our tour, you know, I say, let them do it. I don't have any issue with it. I'd rather see, you know, for the good of the game, for our game, especially, to have the best players play, and you know, also to keep the interest in the game for the amateurs. It's keeping people in the game. You know, it's helping grow the game, and I hate to see it go away just because they don't like the way it looks. That's not a reason for me to, you know, to ban it. They say that they have, you know, there's no evidence that it's a more efficient way to putt. So why are they doing it?
Yeah, well, and
understand it.
But you know how purists say it's sort of cheating.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
But
you don't see it that way.
No, there's no evidence to back that. And yeah. You know, it's keeping people in the game. I'm fine with it. Some guys, you know, they'll find a different way to putt.
Right.
You know, but, you know, for a lot of people, that's why they're still playing. And, you know, you would just hate to, you know, guys, you know, not playing their member guest or playing the club championship because they're going to have a USGA rule that they can't anchor their putter.
Right.
I don't think that's right. I feel bad for the golf professionals that, you know, have these events. And you know what? they have to make a decision on whether they're going to play by USGA rules or not, and you know if it does take effect. So there's other battles that they need to be fighting rather than this one. And there's plenty of other issues going around that they could be concentrating on than this one.
One of your longtime friends, Tiger Woods, is one of the guys against it, against the anchoring. But at the same time, mm-hmm. I'm always curious about everybody, what they think of Tiger changing his swing so many times, and yet now it looks like he's found it again. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. I mean, it's a testament to him and how great he is. You know, I've always said that he's won, you know, not because of Butch or Hank or Sean Foley. He's won because he's Tiger Woods. And you know, the way that he was swinging the club, you know, his early part of his career was very athletic. You know, he was young. He was limber. Got into working with Hank and, you know, kind of went a whole different direction. And, you know, he won that way as well. And then now he's back to winning and, you know, swinging more and more like he did, you know, when he was early years of his tour career. It looks like he's much more efficient. It's easier on his body. And when you have a healthy Tiger Woods is when you have someone that he's going to start dominating again. And, you know, he's won five of his last, you know, whatever, 18 to 20 events.
Yeah.
And he's healthy. You know, he looks good doing it. And that's, I think that doesn't weigh well for the rest of the guys out there. A healthy Tiger Woods that's believing in what he's doing is could be pretty dominant again.
Yeah, I was maybe over a decade ago. I remember even saying something to him is that the torque on your knee, that's not going to last forever. You can't keep swinging like
right.
that.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's where he got in trouble with, yep. You know, some of the stuff that he and Hank were working on. It just wasn't you know, good for his body. Wasn't an efficient way to swing the club, and he won and. He did well with it, but boy, his body broke down, and now it looks like he's back and he's able to train the way he wants to. He's able to spend the hours on the practice tee like he used to, and that's good for Tiger, good for golf. It's good to have him back doing his thing.
It's great for golf. Now the big question is, everybody wants to know, including Tiger, can I win another major soon? Right? It's hard to believe it's been since 2008.
It's crazy, yeah. He's got to start getting it done, you know, now. I mean, I think that he needs one this year, one or two. He certainly needs one. I know his game plan, and it's all about the majors, and he wants this record. And but like you said, he's got to get on it. You have to figure he needs four to tie and five to pass Jack. That's a Hall of Fame career in itself.
It
you know,
is.
So he in the next however many years, he's got to have another Hall of Fame career to do that. So he's the only one that could probably do it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see, you know, anybody else doing something like that. But he's the only one that is capable of doing it. And now that his body is healthy, I think that's given him a whole new lease on what he's doing.
And what are the capabilities of John Cook winning this week?
I feel good. You know, my game has been good. It started out nicely. I've been working pretty hard, and it's just a matter of if I can control myself and not get overly, you know, get too excited to play. I think we'll have a good week.
That's awesome. Always look forward to talking to you, John. Have a great week, all right?
Absolutely. You got it, Ted.
All right,
anytime.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet.